My happy attitude keeps the world going around. My happy attitude keeps the world going around. My happy attitude keeps the earth going around. My happy attitude keeps the earth going around. My happy attitude keeps me going around. My happy attitude keeps me going around. Yes. My happy attitude is what makes my life exciting and enjoyable and fulfilling in every possible way. My happy attitude makes the world I live in a very special place, a very wonderful place. My happy attitude makes this world that I live in something very, very, very magnificent. Now, why? Why? Because from moment to moment, from instant to instant, I have the opportunity to create the attitude that I live in. Now, I can have a happy attitude, an attitude that says all is in divine order, and that's kind of nice. Or I can have an attitude that says I'm not feeling too good, or I'm poor, or I'm in lack, or limitation of any kind. These are all attitudes that I stimulate, I create, I bring forth in my experience, in my world, on my earth. And as I do that, that's all that I know. That's all that I know. It doesn't really make any difference at all what the attitudes are. They are what I live. They are what I live. They are what I experience. They are what I know. Now, are the attitudes in my life, in my experience, things that turn me on, things that make me happy? Are my attitudes things that give me the feeling that all is right with the world and I am in divine order now? Is that what my attitudes give me? What if they do? Then I'm doing very, very well. If they don't, I'm not doing too well. And perhaps I better look at it again. What sort of attitude am I living in my life? What sort of attitude do I have that makes my world go round, that makes the earth go round? Well, my first habit that I create, which is very, very, very important and very necessary for me, is all is in divine order. So I look at my world and I say, all is in divine order. I look at my world and I say, all is going along beautifully, wonderfully, smoothly, perfectly, divinely. All is ideal. All is in divine order. Now, why is that so important? Well, if I don't do that, then when attitudes come along that are not in divine order, not for my highest and my best, then I feel that that is what I have to live. I feel that is what I have to experience. I feel that's what I have to have in my life. And it's by my choice, always by my choice. My attitudes are always by my choice. I can always ignore an attitude or I can put a new attitude in. I can do anything I want with my attitudes. They're up to me to decide how I'm going to use them, how I'm going to have them, how I'm going to experience them, how I'm going to know them. Now, I have an attitude that says, this is a beautiful world that I live in. I have an attitude that says, this is a wonderful world that I live in. Everybody is happy. Everybody is filled with joy and peace and harmony. This is a wonderful world that I live in. Now, that's an attitude. That's a real great attitude. But is it an attitude that I consciously choose to have for me? Is it an attitude I consciously choose to have in my earth, in my world, in my experiences? Well, if it is, then that's what I experience. Anytime any little thing comes to my attention and wants to say, I'm going to make you have an attitude about this. You're going to have an attitude about your health. You're going to have an attitude about your wealth. You're going to have an attitude about your relationship. You're going to have an attitude about your divinity. Yes, you're going to have an attitude about it. And that attitude is going to be whatever you want, mm-hmm. whatever you think is fun, whatever you think is delightful, whatever you think is dramatic and beautiful and outstanding in your life, that's just the attitude that you're going to be living. Now, attitudes come by the zillion, just by the billions. They're coming along so fantastically. Now, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is your attitude? What is your attitude about you? What is my attitude about me? That's the question I ask myself all the time. What is my attitude about me? And then I say, my attitude about me is, I like me. My attitude about me is, I live in a great world. Everything is divine order on my earth. The earth that I create is all in divine order. I am surrounded by beautiful beings. I'm surrounded by fabulous beings. That's my attitude. And that's my experience. That's my attitude and that's my experience. Now, I have that choice. I have that choice to know that in my life and affairs, if that's what I choose. But it's only up to me to know what it's going to be. Now, do you like that sort of an attitude? Do you like that sort of an attitude about you? Do you like that sort of an attitude knowing who you are and what you are and how you are? Do you have that sort of attitude about you? Well, it's up to you what sort of attitude you have on your earth, in your world, in your life experience. What sort of attitude do you want to know about? And then you go out and do it. My happy attitude keeps the earth going around. Well, unhappy attitudes seem to keep the earth going around too. But I have to make a choice. Do I want a happy attitude or an unhappy attitude? I want a happy attitude, and that is my choice 100% of my life, to have a happy attitude that makes my world go round. And my world is wonderful. My world is fabulous. My world is glorious. My world is outstanding. My world is marvelous in every beautiful way. Marvelous in every glorious way. That's my world. That's my world. That's how I see life. Happy. I have a happy attitude, and that's what keeps my earth going around in harmony, in beauty, in glory, in goodness, in all that I am. And that's what I like. I have happy thoughts. I have happy friends. I have happy experiences. I have happy knowledge about myself. I have happy ways of doing anything in my life. That's what I am. Pure, wonderful, beautiful, happy in every beautiful way. That's what I am. Happy in every beautiful way. Now, this is what you are too. Happy in every beautiful way. That's what you are in your world. Happy in every beautiful way. But it means that you say that you are happy and you put that attitude in motion for yourself. You put that attitude in motion for your life. And as you put that attitude in motion for your life, that's all that you know. That's all that you are. And it's a wonderful thing to be. Today, say to yourself, I have a happy attitude, and that keeps my earth going around in a happy way. I have a happy attitude about my friends and my relatives. I have a happy attitude about the earth. I have a happy attitude about life. I have a happy attitude about all in this world. And that's all that matters. Because when I have a happy attitude, it's what I experience, what I am, and all that I am. Say this for yourself. Know this for yourself. Have this as your action in every way. And watch how that action brings about the experiences you have every moment of your life. Know that because that's the truth about you. Know that because that's all that matters. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.